It's Janet Kuiper. Yeah! Who will be on WBRDM on our 7th? Who will be featuring here on February 15th, which is right around Valentine's
Day. Right after Valentine's
Day. How about that? Let's hear it for Janet Kuiper.
I'll combine it with essays like A Letter to Our Political Leaders and portions of the poem True Happiness in the Millennium. So I hope you enjoy this political rant. We've got an election coming up. Let's think about our political candidates, like Alan Keyes, a man from Maryland running in Illinois. He says it's not right to have an abortion, but the death penalty is okay. He thinks it's not right to terminate a fetus that can't live on its own, but apparently it's okay to kill those who have already been living. Hey, religious Republicans, if life is so sacred, why is capital punishment being pushed by Republicans? All I keep thinking about is that news reports were stating after 9/11 that if Flight 93, that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, landed less than 30 seconds later, my nephew would have been killed while in school from that crash. That's what news reports said, and he heard this. After 9/11, my nephew couldn't sleep for days. Can my nephew be comforted by the fact that we have a decision-making president to help an economy that was failing for a year before he became president, and we are gaining jobs now? Can he be comforted by the fact that the decisive president first stepped in to fight terrorist-supporting nations like Iraq when everyone else backed away? Or should we ask why people who have lost jobs have not found that new jobs now pay Americans on average $13,000 less a year? And then I wonder, George Bush prays in the Oval Office and occasionally opens cabinet meetings with prayer. May he be too much of a religious zealot to warrant re-election? And another thing, both the right and the left oppose the Patriot Act, and President Bush wants to expand government powers under it. But what frightened me the most was when I heard President Bush's advertisement that ended saying that the country relies on freedom, faith, families, and sacrifice. What do we have to give up for Bush's plan? What have we given up for Bush's plan? John Kerry and John Edwards protest and say that in war situations, Kerry deployed all forces in America's arsenal, our diplomacy, our intelligence system, our economic power, and the appeal of our values and ideas to make America more secure. Let me think. Our diplomacy didn't do anything for years. We've been using our intelligence system already, and we are the biggest economic power on Earth, and they hate our values and ideas. How is that supposed to help? The Green Party noted that this election is dominated by fear. The Republicans play on the fear of terrorism, and the Democrats play on the fear of Bush. Do we have to play on fear to elect our president? I mean, I've seen how other countries deal with our problems, like gas prices or health care. In Europe, gas is expensive. The government doesn't subsidize its price down like we do in the United States, so they don't depend on cars as much as we do in America. In China, people pay for health care out of pocket because there's no national health care plan like in the United States. And if that meant families lived together to save money, then that might help the family to stay together better than the American family. Other countries don't ask as much from their government as we do. I mean, some pressure groups want to pass laws telling them when a rapist moves into their neighborhood. But I know that just causes more red tape and costs us, through tax revenue, more dollars when that information is public. Besides, it's not the government's responsibility to inform, it's the individual's. Other pressure groups wanted you to pass laws telling them that people need to wear their seatbelts in a car. But I know that in a capitalistic society, it's not the government's role to protect people from themselves, but from the force of others. And that is all. Other pressure groups may want you to pass all sorts of laws, but those laws go beyond what the jurisdiction of the American government says. Other groups may want the government telling them what to do all of the time, but I don't. Neither party embodies a consistent set of values. I mean, consider the religious Republican, President Bush. I mean, consider this. Christianity tells people that the meek shall inherit the earth and that self-sacrifice for the benefit of others is good. And that directly clashes with what this country is founded on, the right to claim what we've earned and even become successful at. We want the major political parties to make sense, but currently neither platform, neither Democratic or Republican, is consistent or cohesive. Republicans believe in less government and business. Economically, the government should let businesses prosper. But when it comes to personal parts of people's lives, abortion, sexual activities, some kinds of art, then Republicans know what's best for us, and they want to tell us what to do. Democrats believe in less government intervention for personal issues, but when it comes to businesses and the economy, Democrats want to be able to regulate industries because they'll hurt people, because they'll tax businesses because they're big businesses and big business is bad. Why? No answer. And they take money away via business regulations and taxations in order to give away money to people who haven't earned it. I mean, what's the welfare system for other than robbery from people who produce? But both parties want to take away at least some of our rights. That's why we're so disenchanted with the political parties we have today. Every election, I'm sure, a good number of people with intelligence, people using reason and logic, go to the polls, look at both major parties, and wonder, what rights am I willing to lose? Well, you shouldn't have to be losing any rights. I mean, other countries don't ask as much from their governments as we do. So I'm here to tell you that we're starting anew. So fasten your seatbelts, hang on to your hats, place your seat trays where they're upright and locked for position, for it's a bumpy ride, and I'm here to tell you why. No, you need a leader, and I'm stepping up to the plate. You keep asking for Big Brother, and I'm here to set you straight. You keep asking for people to wipe their noses for you. Well, pick up the damn tissue and do it yourself. Because when you take away your rights, you take away mine. And we're not having any of that. I'm here to usher in a whole new millennium. I'm here to usher in a whole new generation. So stop asking for things and start working for things. You know, they say that Eve ate from the tree of knowledge, but you know, she shouldn't have stopped just there because the loggers are raping the trees of knowledge. The loggers are raping the forest of talent, the forest of ability, the forest of reason, of skill, of logic, perseverance, and life. We're letting them rape the forest of excellence, and you know, it's now time to take it all back, because I'm here to usher in a whole new millennium, the first millennium of the presidential election that we have lived through, and I'm waiting for you to usher in yours. I'm going to tell you how it's going to be done. You're looking for peace in all the wrong places, and you're asking for your leaders to save you from yourself. But your leaders are losers, and they're worse off than you. It's time to make choices, and it's time to lay claim to everything that we've been blindly giving away, because I'm here to usher in that whole new millennium. Take charge of yourself, and I'll take charge of me. I'm my leader, not yours. So wipe your own damn noses. Take it in your own hands, people. Mold your own tools. This is the new millennium, and this is your chance, because no one should be showing us how to fail. People mastered that feat a millennia ago. So set your own rules and do something fast, because it's time to take charge, and it's time to be alive.